I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Wow. Welcome to Dirtbag Baseball Talk Podcast here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Nolan in the studio, and as always, I'm over here in La Rochelle, France, coaching baseball and calling in tonight for this episode. So we're excited to be back with you, and can't thank you all enough for listening and the strong support so far over the first couple of episodes. Welcoming us both into the family and becoming part of our Dirtbag Baseball Nation as well. So great to have you with us as always. We just so you understand, we really truly do it for you and because of you. And so we love the support. We love the questions. We love all the feedback that we get from you. So before we get breaking down on what tonight's episode is going to be about, we do definitely want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, and that's Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse. If you haven't checked them out, definitely go and do that right now. They're a couple of strong teams doing great things. Team Avenue Baseball, of course, great programs for kids with special, unique, one-of-a-kind cruise opportunities to the Caribbean and different locations where you can take baseball trips with as a player or as parent and son players. So great opportunity. And of course, Your Credit Pulse, you know what, supporting and looking after all your credit issues, helping with loans, helping understand the whole process. So can't thank either one of those teams enough for all the support that they've shown us over the years. So having said all that, let's go ahead and break down what we're going to be talking about on today's episode. So segment one, obviously, we're going to go ahead. We're going to be talking about the highlights from the MLB over the last week. A couple of trouble spots that, you know what, Nolan and I have identified, and also just let's being able to relax a little bit. So then we'll come back with segment two and talk about how much does player talent, luck, and a manager go into a winning season. And of course, as always, we'll be wrapping it up with the curtain call questions that you've sent in to us over the last 2 weeks. So, and we really love the fact that you're sending them in to us. It's great. It's a fun part of the show, and we live to do it. So, hey, you know what? We're going to be right back here in a few minutes. So, as we always say, get that favorite drink, get that comfortable chair set up, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, and let's get ready to get up and get after it and get dirty. So we'll be right back here after the break.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Hey, thanks for being back, Dirtbags. Like we said before the break, we're going to talk about highlights, trouble spots, and let's just relax over the last week. So, Nolan, shoot us away.
So, I don't know if anybody saw this past week. I know that this didn't actually happen in a game, but this is still impressive. So, Ichiro Suzuki goes out wearing his full 2001 Mariners uniform. Guy throws out the first pitch, 93 miles an hour. Ichiro Suzuki, I don't know how old he is now. I think he's 50, but dude's still throwing 93 miles an hour off of the mound. Like it was a ball, but I mean, still, like, he's bringing it. I mean, he looks like he's in great shape still. So I guess if there's a team over in the Nippon Pro Baseball League or somebody that wants to sign him, 93 can still play. So that was a pretty cool thing that I saw.
Awesome. Awesome. Love the full uni. Love the bringing the heat. And I just, hey, a dirtbag at the end of the day, right? Guy's still in, like you said, phenomenal shape. Nolan shows it. Loves the game, obviously. So huge, huge moment.
Then obviously this past week was the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut. So, I mean, Jackie Robinson Day every April 15th. Obviously a huge honor for anybody involved with the Robinson family and across baseball and everything like that. And everybody this year, I thought that it was a pretty special tribute to them. But they were, like, regardless of what team, what color you were wearing, everybody was wearing the blue number 42 to honor Jackie Robinson this year. So I thought that was a pretty special sentiment towards the Robinson family.
Absolutely. It's amazing how fast time flies and just such special moments. And it's great that it's always so close to the opening of the season too. It's just a special day. There's no question. And I love to see all the nationalities just embracing it and getting into it and doing the right thing at the end of the day. So fantastic moment.
Then we got the New York Mets unveiling a Tom Seaver statue at Citi Field. I thought that this was pretty funny because Tom Seaver was known for having one of the hardest fastballs at his time when he was a pitcher in the major leagues. But on the statue, it's him throwing what looks like either a curveball or a slider, some sort of off-speed grip. I thought that was pretty funny that you would unveil a statue of a guy throwing a curveball when he was most known for throwing 98, 99 mile an hour fastballs by guys.
Yeah, he did have a hammer back in the day. There's no question. So, But yeah, exactly. Something unique, something different, right? You just don't expect that. So I agree with you. I loved it, man. A great. If you haven't seen it, definitely pull up some pictures and take a look at it, because it's a classic.
Then we got Albert Pujols inching closer to home run number 700. I don't know if he's going to get it, but he's got two this year. I mean, the way that he's hitting lefties right now, like, my goodness, man. The guy's hitting over 300 against lefties again. Slugging percentage right around 700. Like, guy's looking like he was last year with the Dodgers, locked in against lefties, especially if the NL Central, they're going to keep on throwing lefties against him. Like he's going to be in the lineup quite a bit, and, like, his swing looks locked in. Now, mind you, the other Cardinals DH players have not gotten going to this point. And even Paul Goldschmidt. Now, I'm not saying that Albert Pujols is going to play first base over Paul Goldschmidt all that often, but maybe once in a while, just with the way that Goldie started out the year. He started out very cold. Where Albert, I mean, he started out hot, and right now, like, he might be facing righties more often too.
Well, 22-year veteran, right? He's a professional. He's a professional, and not only is he a professional, he's going back to where it all began. So if you don't think there's a little bit of pride and love and admiration going both ways, him to the team, him to the program, him to the fans, and vice versa, you're crazy, man. They're going to enjoy this ride all season long, and they should.
Another guy that we talked about last week, inching closer to that 3,000 hit mark, we got Miguel Cabrera. Another couple of hits over the past week. He's up to, what is it now, 2997? So, I mean, he's knocking right on the doorstep. Just a couple more hits from 3,000. Like we said in last week's episode, going to be the seventh player in MLB history to knock 3,000 hits and 500 home runs. We're watching the end of a couple of Hall of Fame career dynasties, man. I mean, those guys, they established the game for right-handed hitters, like two of the best to ever do it.
Absolutely, right? And he just had his birthday this past Monday, and just, you know what, you've really grown to love Miggy. You know, whether you're a Miggy fan or you're not, it's hard not to be. And you know what, he's passing the torch, so to speak, on to Spencer Torkelson now. We all heard the welcome to the big leagues moment in spring training, where he was in the manager's office with AJ Hinch to announce it. He gets it, man. And he's paying it forward while still continuing and enjoying his journey right up till the end. So I love it. I love it. I really do.
Just a couple more highlights from this past week. Corey Seager getting the Barry Bonds treatment against the Los Angeles Angels. Gets intentionally walked with the bases loaded. Corey Seager hasn't been that guy this year yet, and this is still early in the season. So for them to be doing that, that was crazy to me. Crazy. But, I mean, still, it's hilarious to see it. And, I mean, this is why we also thought Joe Maddon might get fired last week too. Like, let's be honest. Yeah. It's not like Corey Seager is Barry Bonds.
No. Joe being Joe, he slumped it off. But like everybody saw, the camera caught his center fielder, didn't look too impressed when it was happening, that's for sure. Now, I realize, they came back in one, so it's easy to say, you know, part of it was trying to fire up the troops. But you know what? Pretty risky play at the end of the day.
Yeah, especially with the. I mean, Corey Seager, it's not like he's a guy that's going to hit 50-plus home runs in a season. Like, you can pitch to Corey Seager even when the bases are loaded. He's not a guy that's blazing speed. Like, you can turn a double play on him, no problem. So that one kind of surprised me a little bit. But still, I mean, great for Corey Seager, free RBI. And then just one last highlight, we got Hunter Green setting the MLB record. 39 pitches at 100-plus miles an hour in a start.
Most, ridiculous.
What was it? He set the record for the most 100-plus mile-an-hour strikeouts with 11. And 101 with two strikeouts, like something like that, I think it was. But either way, I'm just sitting there like this is insanity. 101 miles an hour as a starting pitcher. And it was 101.6 was his one strikeout. I saw him touch 102 a couple of times in the game, too. I'm like, bro, that is gas. And that was in front of his home family too, because he is right around Los Angeles boy.
Yes he is. Yeah, it's a great start to you know what, hopefully be a great career. There's no question about it. One quick shout out for me would be Clayton Kershaw looking like a 27-year-old Clayton Kershaw instead of 37. So, you know what? Keep rolling them up, big boy. What do you got for some trouble spots that have been bouncing out at you, Glaring?
Right now, it's just the injuries. Tons of dudes getting injured. I mean, Byron Buck's another injury. You got Sonny Gray leaving with a hamstring injury. You got Mike Trout getting hit in the hand on a, I believe it was a slider. It was either a slider or a curveball. I didn't exactly hear what they called it officially, but it looked like a slider to me, and it just broke right off of his hip and just got him right in the left hand. Ugly, ugly thing. But, I mean, mind you, they're all day-to-day right now, which is lucky considering their previous injury histories. But still, I mean, you don't want to get into that this early in the season.
No, you definitely don't. There's no question about it. Those are trouble spots for me as well. So, you know, and then let's just relax a little bit. Obviously, the first 2 weeks, you see a lot of stuff that there are trouble spots for you and that you start to panic about, and you go, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? You know, with teams or players and that, you just got to sit back and relax about it and not get too high, not get too down about them. Guys like Spencer Torkelson, they're starting to come around. He's a hitter. We know he's a hitter. He's going to be a hitter. You know, there's a lot of good young guys. Joe Adell out there in Los Angeles, he's got to find his footing. The young shortstop replacing Career on the other side of it down in Houston, he's rolling right now. He's off to that great start. And Correa's batting a buck and change up in Minnesota. So there you go. There's a couple of examples for me to just settle down and relax with it.
And then, obviously, you got the last rookie that we talked about for Rookie of the Year, and Spencer Torkelson. He looks like he's finally getting his foot in the major leagues. Hit a couple of home runs this past week. He's ready to go.
Absolutely, yes. There's no question about it. So, hey, we're going to be right back here after the break with how much does your player talent, luck, and a manager go into a winning season? So, come right back with us, and we'll get after it.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbag. So this episode, this segment, we're going to get talking about how much does player talent, luck, and a manager go into a winning season? We've all asked this question over and over, and there's no real quantitative analysis on this. You know what? All three of them come into it. There's no question whether you're at the MLB level, the amateur level, it doesn't matter. I mean, hey, player talent only goes as far as an injury, the luck of a season, manager, how does it all help? Hey, let's break it down. Let's talk about it. What are your thoughts on it, Nolan?
I mean, let's start out with the luck side of it. So as a hitter, you can barrel up some balls and you hit them right at guys, and then you hit dying quails or bleeders and you get base hits out of it, right? Like hitting is obviously tons of skill involved. The more talented you are, the easier it is. But at the end of the day, I mean, still squaring up baseballs on a consistent basis is a very tough thing, right? So, I mean, you'd take the luck with the lineouts, right? At the end of the day, it's going to affect your average all the same. You know what? If I hit two dying quails and all of a sudden I'm hitting 500, am I happy about my day? No, not really. But you know what? At the end of the day, I gave my team a chance to win just by being on base, right? Where those hard line drives and stuff like that, yeah, sure, you hang your head because at the end of the day, you might be 0 for 4, but you know what? You still barreled out the ball. You still hit them hard. So luck, obviously, super involved with it. As for skill, let's be honest. I mean, skill gets you noticed. At that amateur age and everything like that, if you're developed and you're physically mature and you have certain tools and stuff like that, you're absolutely going to get noticed, whether it's speed, whether it's, like I'm saying, running speed and bat speed, whether it's velocity, like you being able to throw a ball at hard speeds or getting up on the mound and being able to snap off a good curveball, a good slider with high spin rates and everything like that, being able to manipulate your fastballs to where you can cut them, you can sink them, you can run them, you can just throw a straight fastball, right? Like that is a skill on its own. And then managers at the end of the day, I mean, managers are the guys that can realistically hone in a player. Like you can't be getting in baseball. I mean, there's the golden rule. You can't be too high and you can't be too low. You get too high, all of a sudden you fall back to earth real fast, right? It's the Icarus effect. And like when you fly too close to the sun and your wings fall off, right? So a manager's job, basically at the end of the day, their job is to set the best lineup that they think can get them a win. But really, it's about trying to keep every player as even keel as possible and trying to keep them in the game, keep them mentally sharp, tell them kind of situations that are going to happen in a game before they happen in a game, so then that way a player is ready for it. And that's going to help every team win as many games as possible.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I'm working on that right now with my Division I team over here. You know, it's just constantly helping them evolve as a player to be able to sit back and evaluate their talent as a coach or manager. And then, like you said, Nolan, going ahead and getting them to understand how to utilize it properly and be effective in a game. And not be too hard on them. Be firm with them. Absolutely. Be consistent with them, but never get up or down yourself as a manager. Be very consistent with your approach with them and just keep understanding that, you know what, they're an amateur player, the same as the pro players are always working on little things to make themselves better. Hell, the best in the game, the Harpers, the Judges, the Stantons, the Clayton Kershaws, so on down the list. I mean, they're always working at it. That's why they get better and better and better, but they know there's always something out there that they need to be working on. And when you think about it, I mean, it all goes together. Like you said, I mean, yeah, you need to be lucky in having all your players healthy for as long as you can, or you better have a good depth chart, which is okay at the pro level sometimes, not always. But the amateur level, it can really come back to bite you or whatever in that. And that's why you got to be able to utilize all your players properly. And like we said before on a past episode, we're getting to know them personally, right? Not just as a baseball player, but getting engaged with them so you can have those conversations about their family, about life in general, and then somehow relate it to baseball and how it can make them better. But when I think you can make them evolve as a hitter and understand a plan, an approach to every at-bat, to every situation that's there, you know, hey, guys at third with less than two outs, hey, look for a pitch above the belt that you can drive in the air to the outfield, right? Don't go chasing that ball in the dirt unless you happen to have that swing path. But if you don't, you better be looking for a ball above the belt. Zero strikes. Why are you swinging at a pitcher's pitch on zero strikes? You know, educate them and get them to understand, you know what, look for your home run pitch on zero strikes. The pitcher throws you his pitch, hey, tip your hat to him, no problem, because you still have two strikes to go through. And that takes out the element of luck when you're talking about those types of situations. That comes back to player talent. Can they gravitate? Can they understand and comprehend and put it into practice, which then turns into game situations? And just like you said, Nolan, there, now you walk away 0-for-4. Yeah, you're disappointed if you barreled up. But you can also look at it the other way and say, hey, you know what? I was 500 today. I was 2-for-4, 1-for-3, whatever it was. Yes, you didn't get a hit because it was a line drive to the second baseman, the shortstop, or whoever. But you made great, solid contact. Did you have great approaches every time at the plate? Another example right now that we'll work on this week with our team is my pitchers went out there. We won two games this weekend, but all four of my pitchers that were in the two games, they led off the game with our first batter walk. Well, that's simply because there wasn't enough bullpen throwing. It just wasn't that feel, right? They didn't have that feel. And now all of a sudden the game pressure comes into it and they're trying to ramp it up and basically work off of what they know, but it takes a bit of time getting into it, right? So that's my job to identify that and be able to talk to them before practice tomorrow night and say, hey guys, we got to mix in some more bullpens. They don't have to be high octane bullpens. They can be what we call a rhythm and feel, a rhythm and tempo bullpen, where you're just getting yourself set into a really good game mode. That's how I look at it from the manager side of things. Now, hey, you got to have players that buy in. There's no question. You can have the talent, like you said, Nolan, and be off the charts with it, but there's still little things that you got to be able to buy in to the team concept and the team understanding to make it effective and go out there and be able to achieve results. And then your luck is what it is. Absolutely, there's luck that comes into it. Ball bounces bad one time or whatever and that, all of a sudden it's a hit. Or, you know what? You're in a tough situation. You get that great pitch. You get the double play. You get out of it. Don't go looking for it. Just let those things happen. But it's a lot easier to let them happen when you know the situations, you know what you're capable of doing, and you know what's expected with the next pitch. Breaking it down pitch by pitch. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with those. What do you, just to elaborate a little bit on the players buying into a manager. So we mentioned this a little bit earlier about Mike Trout with Joe Maddon. Bases loaded, walk. How do you explain that to the best player in the world that you've just intentionally walked their supposed best player in Texas Rangers when the game is close in what I think the fourth inning or something like that, whenever it was that it happened in the game. Like how do you explain that to one of your defensive players that, hey, you know what? I think that this is the best situation.
That's where it comes back to that trust, right? Those conversations off the field behind the scenes that you don't see. Right. And not only those conversations, it's going out and playing a few games together too. And not just a few, quite a few, but you got to build those relationships, right? And like I always say to players and stuff, hey, at some point, every great team and ourselves included, are going to hate each other at some point during a season, right? But just understand, it's not really hating, it's disagreeing, maybe having a different mindset at that moment in time. But then taking the time to reflect and just, hey, calm the emotions, take a second to breathe, step back, and hey, you know what? Maybe it was the right call. I don't know if I would have done it or not, but hey, he is my manager at the end of the day. I've got to follow that. But you get a lot of leeway when you're the manager and you've had those good conversations that, hey, no matter what, buddy, I got your back. And if I screw it up, hey, I got to stand in front of the microphone at the end of the day and be accountable to it.
So another,
that's where it goes a long ways.
Yeah. Another question as a manager of a team right now, you get a player that's struggling. How do you get them back in the right frame of mind?
Well, I mean, a seasoned veteran, you know it as well as I do, Nolan, you know, they're going to come around. You let them evolve. You just let them know that you're there if they need it. A young guy, he knows that he's got to settle in, but it's just going out there and putting them in the lineup and trusting them and then giving them a breather when you identify that they just need a breather. Maybe a game off, maybe a half a game off. Who knows? But again, it's just building those relationships, building those trust, that understanding that it's a tough, tough game. Like they say, right? Hitting a round ball with a round bat square is not easy. And for pitchers, it's just a matter of making sure that you miss the sweet spot of the bat. You miss the sweet spot of the bat, you got a chance to be successful, especially at the amateur levels. You don't need to strike them out. The strikeouts will happen. But just making sure they understand that so they're consistent with it and they get it. So, hey, we're going to be right back here with the curtain call questions right after this break. Stay tuned with us. Come back.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
And now today's rust eating tip of the day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And as you know, we're at the curtain call questions. So like we said, thanks for sending them in to us. And you can always send in questions for the curtain call to Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. That's Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll get them answered here on a live episode or certainly one-on-one with you. Either way, we're comfortable doing it either way. So, hey, we've got some great ones again this week. So let's get it rolling, Nolan. So number one came in, and do you think the Tampa Rays starting rotation presently needs to be addressed sooner than later?
See, that's a tough question to answer because obviously with the loss of Tyler Glasnow, that one's a huge impact. I would say that needs to be addressed sooner just because you look at the AL East, you look at the juggernauts offensively that the three teams chasing the Rays obviously have. Like Vladimir Guerrero Jr. right now leading MLB for home runs. Yankees are sleeping giant waiting to wake up. I mean, Josh Donaldson's look great, but let's be honest, Judge and Stan, they're not tearing the cover off the ball right now, but you know that they're going to be doing it soon enough. Red Sox, they got a lineup of hitters, like just tons of dudes in that lineup that haven't really struck the ball that well, aka JD Martinez, Bobby Dalbec's, guys like that, that are just kind of struggling. Even Trevor Story, for the most part, struggling right now with the Red Sox. But you know that those are good major league hitters. So that's why I think truly that the Tampa Bay Rays should address their rotation as soon as possible, especially since they have aspirations and they got a team right now that can win it all. Like, they were in the World Series 2 years ago for a reason. I think they need to go back and they need to address their starting rotation again.
Great. All right. Got another great one. Here's an interesting one I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts on. Has last year caught up with Shohei Ohtani? And I would think this one is more on the mound than the hitting.
Yeah, it's funny because after he did the revival to his bat there this past weekend, he started tearing the cover off of the ball down in Texas. And I mean, he's looking like he's getting more, or he's looking like his timing's getting better now, right now up at the plate. So that's going to probably be similar to last year. I'm not expecting the 40 plus home runs again, but he could very easily hit 30, no problem again, I think. As for the pitching, yeah, I think realistically doing it both is going to catch up with him. I don't know if it's going to catch up with him early in the season, but I think basically come right around end of July, early August, with the amount of innings that he threw last year. And I get it, the guy's in great shape. Like, phenomenal looking dude. He's built like a god, honestly. Let's be honest. I mean, the guy, he's a specimen. But at the same time, he did throw a lot of innings where he hadn't thrown that many innings since his days over in Japan. So I do think that it's caught up with him, and I think by the end of the year, he'll just be burned out again.
Yeah, that's a great call. And I think the other underlying factor that most people don't think about, right, is all the media attention he gets as well, right? It's not just the on-field that he's got to cover and that. He's got to deal with all the onslaught of the Japanese reporters at every park, whether it's in L.A. or on the road. So, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of wear and tear on that body. And as we heard in the off-season, right, he dedicated even more time to his training and stuff like that. So, like you said, I mean, the body's there. It's just a matter of making sure the body and the mind are getting enough rest to be able to equalize and be able to perform it at an MLB level. It's that simple. So, all right. Here's a good one that you're going to enjoy, Nolan. Does it really look like Albert Pujols is loving baseball again in St. Louis?
So I'll take it one step further. Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina look like they're having the most fun that they've had in a while. And those guys love to have fun together. But partner them with Albert Pujols, it's the three of them, I mean, they just look like they're loving their final seasons together. I don't know if this is going to be Wainwright's final season or not. Obviously, he hasn't publicly come out and said it. Just the way that he's kind of gone about it in the media seems like it's going to be his last season, because he did go up and visit Bob Uecker's broadcast booth and Bob Uecker's chair there up in Milwaukee this past weekend. He went and did the tour of the city and everything, so it's kind of hinting like he's going to retire. But you can tell all three of them, they absolutely love playing together. Albert Pujols is playing with his best friend again in Yadier Molina. Yadi and Waino, they've obviously been Cardinal lifers. Wainwright, I mean, he's going out on his final tour. And you could even tell when he hit that first home run in St. Louis, he goes out, does his curtain call, and he instead of just tipping the cap, he goes out there, tips the helmet, and he hugs the fans for embracing him for all these years and showing their love. And even when he came back to the city, you can tell. So, I mean, yeah, it's an absolute thing for all three of them that they're absolutely loving baseball still.
Hey, let's hope it continues all season long. There's no question about it. If you don't love that story, you're not a baseball fan. It's as simple as that. So we gotta cherish these moments every chance we get. So, all right, here's a good one. How long will it be before Spencer Torkelson moves up in Detroit's lineup?
So right now he's batting in the lower half of the lineup. They have him batting basically 6, 7, 8 pretty much right now. I'm thinking A.J. Hinch within the next 2 weeks. If he's not up, definitely by May 1st, I will be very surprised. Because Torkelson, he's looking like he's getting his timing adjusted at the major league level. He's hitting those off-speed pitches a lot harder now. Hell, I mean, the fastball, he's absolutely mashing it. Now, mind you, he's not always getting hits, right? Like, he's still hitting, I guess it's around 260, 270. But, I mean, still, like, He's going to be up in that 3-4 slot before too much longer, especially since Jaimer Candelario isn't hitting all that particularly well. Javi Baez, he's still kind of up and down, but Javi Baez will probably slide into that 2 spot. And yeah, I think Torkelson come May 1st, he'll definitely be batting in that 3 or 4 spot, depending on what they do with Miguel Cabrera.
Sounds like a plan to me, for sure. The kid can hit, man. And A.J. Hinch, he's a smart manager. He knows how to work those young players into it, especially those high-name, high-profile players as well. So, all right, here's an interesting one, too. Is Hunter Green 100-mile-an-hour plus heater away from an injury? Now, keep in mind, he's already recovered from the ACL one time.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get injured. When you're throwing that hard consistently, though, I mean, it's a ticking time bomb, right? Like, the guy, he's not quite built like Shohei Ohtani, but mind you, he's also in great shape, too. Now, you can tell from the time that he was drafted, when he first got his, when he first had his Tommy John surgery and everything like that, he's come a long way. He's grown into his body a lot more. And I think, realistically, he should be fine for this year. Now, mind you, I don't think it's going to be the elbow that goes. I think it'll probably be an oblique injury or some sort of shoulder injury before he re-injures his elbow again. But mind you, when you're throwing 100-plus miles an hour on a consistent basis, it's tough to keep that up, because that is a lot of stress on the elbow.
Yeah, there's no question. I'll jump in as a pitching guy myself, and, you know, what I've identified over the years is the fact that really when these guys come back from that injury, what I find is they become a pitcher then. They're no longer a thrower. Because when you're recovering from that type of an injury, and again, I've never had it. I've only heard through people that we know and players that we know of how arduous that journey is, and coming back mentally and physically, that you have no choice. You have to evolve into a pitcher if you're going to come back and be successful. So, and again, hey, we're looking at 39+ 100-mile-an-hour+ pitches in 2 games. I mean that's ridiculous. But I'll tell you what, you have to be a pitcher to be able to do that. And he's controlling it, and he's understanding it. So I think he's going to be just fine. I think you made a good call. Could be an oblique. You see that happen a lot. Hopefully not. I mean, if there's a bright light right now with Cincinnati, he's got to be the one player that's doing it right now. So, yeah, fingers crossed he stays on the field. No question about it.
So then we got, what do you tell players, parents, or youth coaches when it comes to creating and building a culture or brand?
Yeah, that's a great question. Appreciate that one being sent in for sure. Here's really where I start with all players, whether it's one-on-one, a team, it doesn't matter. And for youth players as well as parents when they're with it or coaches, it's really our thought is having an ACE mindset, A-C-E, controlling what we can control on the field and in every day of our life. That's your attitude, your commitment, and your effort. If you do those things, not only are you going to build a culture, but you are going to build a brand where opponents, people watching the game, doesn't matter who, they're going to respect it and say, hey, this player does things right. This coach does things right. These fans do things right. These team does things right. And that's what you want to do. Control what you can control. Your attitude, your commitment, and your effort on the field and in every facet of your life. You start there and good things are going to evolve from it.
So here's a question regarding our website. Does the college playbook really help high school players and parents go through the college recruiting process?
It absolutely does. I wrote it, and so I used my personal experience as a player going to college one day to also as a former college coach. And really, I mean, it's a step-by-step process. It really is. I broke it down. I took out all the stuff that doesn't, the legalities of it, if you will, and really made it simple for you to understand as a player or a parent. And it's all broken down. Go to the website, www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Pull up the college playbook. It's got all the information that's included into it. Priced it at $4.99. The reason we priced it that is because we just want you to get it in your hands and get utilizing it. You don't need to go out there and spend all these thousands of dollars on recruiting services that are going to get you a junior college down the road potentially. And on the other side, I mean, you're good enough to get scouted or whatever, and that they're going to find you anyways. But there's a place, there's a college for every single player out there if you want it bad enough. And the college playbook just breaks it down simplistically for you. And if you have problems after you get it or whatever and that, or questions, again, call me directly, email me directly, send it to our Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation, message us. And we will help you with the process because that's the goal, is to send every one of you there. That really is the goal.
And here's the last question for this week. How do you and I balance doing a podcast, me training at home, and you coaching over in France?
That's a great question. And it goes right back to the ACE mindset, Nolan, right? It really does. We got to be able to balance our life with the right attitude, the right commitment, and the right effort. And like we said to you guys, when we know it's your time is valuable, your time is precious, and we can't appreciate that enough for what you do, for what you expect from us, but what also you do for us that allows us to be able to do all these things. So that's really what it comes back to, is just being able to balance it and control our attitude, our commitment, and our effort to it every single day. In all facets, whether it's the podcast, the training, or the coaching over here. Hey, again, send those questions in to us. Keep them coming. Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and we'll get them answered here for sure. We got our promise. Noel and I, we live for these. We live for these. We really do. And you've had some great questions coming in so far. They're really excellent. So just keep them coming. And we know that you have a lot of them. So the worst thing you can do is be afraid to contact us, afraid to reach out to us. That's what we're here for. We're baseball dudes. We're dirtbags. We'd love to get up, get after it, and get dirty every single day. That's what we live to do. You have our guarantee, our unbiased guarantee. Come right back with us. We'll give you our final thoughts, and we'll wrap this episode up.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, to our final thoughts on this episode. So, Nolan, go away, buddy.
This past week, I didn't want to mention this in the earlier part because I thought that this was longer than a 30-second highlight. But I don't know if anybody saw it or not, but Brett Phillips, I mean, obviously he goes out and pitches. Then I guess it was the next night, he caught the first pitch from an 8-year-old that was battling cancer, a little girl by the name of Chloe Grimes. Brett Phillips is her favorite player. They're doing an interview with her in the stands, and sure enough, Brett Phillips hits a home run. When they go back over to Brett Phillips after the game and they're interviewing him, he breaks down in tears once he finds out, like, this Chloe Grimes, that's his favorite player. And he gave a great shout-out and great tribute to her. I mean, it was a heck of a moment from this past week. I just wanted to highlight that. And it's just a reminder to everybody out there. I mean, man, Brett Phillips, he's not by any means an everyday Hall of Fame player, but he's a guy that plays the game with a lot of love, has a lot of fun doing it. I mean, he's a hell of a player. Let's be honest. He's in the major leagues, so you have to be in order to get there.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? That's really, really what it's all about. If you haven't seen it, go back and look at it, watch it. If it doesn't pull on the heartstrings and let us all take a step back, I don't know what will. So, Dirtbags, again, thank you for listening. Can't appreciate it enough. So, we encourage you to visit our website at www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com for all our apparel, our hats. Get in touch with us about training programs, whatever we can do to help you out in your journey and help create the best roadmap for you possible. That's our goal. You can always follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You can find us at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. That's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And be sure to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk. This week, I'm going to be having an episode coming up with the guys from Clean Fuego, Mike and Connor, designers behind Clean Fuego for throwing. So be sure to check that out. And hey, you know what? We can't thank you all enough for listening. So hey, till next week, you know what time it is. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.